We are here at the Cattle Industry Conference, the Cattle Industry Convention in Denver. With me is Steve Vogelsong, who is the president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And Steve, let's start first with attendance here. The weather impacted it a little bit, but it looks like you have some pretty strong attendance here.
Oh, these, we saw the pre-registration numbers were probably the highest we've ever had. You know, and the storm happened early in the week, and cowboys want to be here, and they're crawling, clawing their way back here. Got dug out of the snowdrifts, and they're showing up in droves. It looks like we're going to have great attendance here for the week. The party kind of starts tonight and doesn't let up until we all go home. You know, and there's a lot of business to do, and I think producers know it's important business, and they're going to get here so they can get that business done.
Now, it's been, I guess 2010 was your year. What would you say were the main issues that you had to deal with in 2010 as president of NCBA?
Well, other than some little industry fighting things that we seem to be focused on a little bit, when you get to talking about out at D.C. in particular, talking about the overreach of the government, you know, and what we put up with regulations at EPA and at USDA and places that we didn't expect to see them, it was a nonstop, you know, one issue after another. You know, it seems like every time I was out there, you're looking to see what tomorrow was going to bring. We were successful in getting some of those things changed or stopped. And then in the strangest deal, in that lame duck session, we actually got some relief in the death tax. You know, you wouldn't have expected that, you know, but I guess if you leave a righteous life, eventually you get paid back, and it appears that we have. And that's the one thing that I've been telling producers, said, look, we got 2 years that we know where we're going to be. Take time. Get something done, and I got to go do that myself because I have never bothered with it, but I think we got to make sure, you know, we've got a stake in the ground now with death tax. We're looking for a full repeal, you know, nothing like being greedy, but hey, we're at one place and we're going forward from there. So
that was good year, good news at the end of the year. But one of the also the other thing you had to deal with there was GPSA. That just kind of threw you for a loop there in midsummer, and still hasn't been resolved. Where are we at as far as that's concerned?
Yeah, you know, that's one of those overreach deals that really kind of did throw us for a curve. You don't expect to get that stuff, and we've got a pretty strong position with GPSA. I think we held pretty tough with that and hammered away on it. And the secretary, I think, kind of at some point in time got around to where he said, okay, maybe we need to take another look. And so he's ordered a full economic analysis by Joe Glauber, and the economic team there at USDA, and they're going to take their time and do that job right. At the same time, they're looking through the 60,000 comments that were put in, and they're going to have a hard look at that, and then they'll do the analysis. And the way I understand it, then whenever they get all of that done, then they'll come out with the final rule. And I have no idea predicting when that's going to happen. That's their business, not mine. But we stand ready to watch that. And as much as we don't like going to court, if it's going to affect the livelihoods of producers in a negative way, we'll be prepared to go that direction as well.
Towards the end of the year, we saw a new farm and ranch coalition put together with about 20, 30 organizations of various types around the country, different types of commodity groups. What do you think about that organization, and how do you think that might help the industry be stronger in terms of having a unified voice?
Well, I was there. I was in St. Louis for that meeting when we put that together. You know, and that is a shining example of agriculture getting together and working for a common goal. And right up front, we said, look, there are going to be some issues here, and I'm going to use ethanol. That's one. We can't agree with the corn growers on it. They know that. We're putting that off the table. That's nothing we're going to talk about. But there are so many other issues, you know, that affect agriculture that we can and absolutely need to be speaking with one voice. There's too few of us to be out here all doing our own thing. Let's pool our resources and do a good job of getting that story out. And I'm really excited about getting that thing off the ground and getting some projects started where we can be beneficial producers, irregardless of what it is we raise.
All right, very good. Well, thank you very much. That's Steve Vogelsong here, the NCBA president, at least for a few more days.
A couple more days.
Okay. All right, very good. Here in Denver, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.